Okay, guys. Hello again. It's Will and Catherine for your newsletter podcast. We found people enjoyed listening to it this way as well as reading it. So we're going to do another podcast, aren't we, Catherine?
Yep, that's right.
So the agenda today, what have we got then, Catherine?
So we've got some really exciting updates. We are going to be looking at our brand new membership, which is available to you, which is called the Premium Plus. We are going to be talking a little bit about our CPD journey and the available CPD this half term and beyond. Some new resources in the scheme of work to have a look out for, and then a little request at the end, which I'll talk a little bit more when we get there. But we just wanted to say, really, we hope you've had a nice Easter break, that you settle back into the summer term, back and raring to go. I can't quite believe we're in the summer term. Can you, Will?
Oh, no, not even in the slightest.
It's gone, so it's just whizzed by, hasn't it, the past few weeks?
It's almost felt like two different years. Mm. Autumn and spring have felt like two different years this time.
Yeah. And did you tune into the creative masterclasses then? I must admit, I properly tuned into every single one. I watched every one. I took notes. I loved every session that was on there. And hope you enjoyed them as well, everybody. And if you haven't, they are going to be popping up on the VLE, aren't they, for us to catch a bit later on.
Yeah, we will be putting them somewhere at some point, that's for sure. It won't take me long to do it, so we'll make sure you are notified where they are. The five really good videos, and yeah, Janet, Kate and Joe all offering different ideas for you to develop your creativity in the languages classroom. And we put it, it's obviously our 10th anniversary, but we also put it, we thought it's very convenient considering that schools are opening back up, and the skeleton curriculum is slowly fading away, and we're looking at broad and balanced again, and we need to make sure that our languages is tip top. And it's a really good reintroduction back into teaching creatively in your languages classroom.
That definitely, there were so many wonderful ideas. Every session that I watched, I got some ideas and I jotted them down, and I thought, oh, I can't wait to use these. Physical puppets, Kate's really simple idea of how to really embed phonics into language learning and having a working display was just brilliant. And I absolutely loved Joanne's session on the mindfulness. It was just so beautiful and so simple and easy to take back to the classroom. So we hope that if you've seen the sessions, that you've got some really good ideas that you can then go and put into practice in the classroom. And there were some great resources as well attached to each session as well, so that were really useful.
Yes, some really good resources should probably be put up there in that folder as well. So you should, because you're members, you get access to all of it for life. Everybody else who aren't members, we're shutting it down, so people can't access that creativity masterclass unless they're a member. So that's a good perk you get.
Absolutely, from being a member of PLN. So yeah, it was a really great celebration, and I must admit, I've really felt the buzz that we get from a lot of our PLN events, like the conference every year. We get a buzz from that, and we come away with lots of ideas. And I really felt that through the celebrations. So it was really nice.
Fantastic.
Yes. Right, so we'll move on to like the first main area that we were going to speak about, which is our brand new membership option, which is called Premium Plus. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that, Will?
Okay, so it's been an idea that we've had in our minds for about a year or so, and we came up with initial designs for it pre-lockdown, and then when lockdown occurred, it kind of forced our hand to make a sort of development idea of it, which was the lockdown lessons. So if any of you did the lockdown lessons, you will know it was video lessons from a native speaker teacher, one of our native speaker teachers, and the teachers would follow along, teach along with the native speaker. Now, we have now created a membership type, which is going to start in September. So we're going to be taking pre-orders for September. And this membership type has two schemes of work on it. One which is called Teach French with Emily, and the other one, which is called Teach Spanish with Irene. And there's going to be video lessons for every single lesson in this scheme of work. You're going to have all your assessment, all your tracking is going to be covered. You're going to have loads of interactive games to play, including classroom games as well. Opportunities to develop language detective skills and give out certification every week for who's the language detective of the week, and we'll give you criteria for giving that out as well. You're also going to get support and training alongside all this from Emily and Irene too. So we're going to be doing termly training for all of your teachers. So it's not just using and sitting in the corner and pressing play. It's going to be letting Emily and Irene lead the lesson, but they're going to be pausing the video at times, and they're going to be encouraging you to engage, get involved with some of the tasks. We are using familiar resources from the Click to Teach scheme of work. It's still in line with all of the other schemes of work, but obviously you now get this video lesson support. We're finding the feedback from the lockdown lessons was fantastic. Improvement in pronunciation, improvement in French kind of understanding and listening skills because they're hearing that native speaker speak. And we've also, from the lockdown lessons, improved the audio. So Emily and Irene use high-tech microphones now, and also improve the video software, so it's much better, much clearer to see. So we've taken a step up in the branding as well. Mm-hmm. Now, final thing I'll say about this is we're going to be doing a sample lessons. So there are going to be 3 lessons on the weather in Spanish and French available from about in a week and a half's time. We'll have these 3 lessons ready. So you can try these out for free. You can see if they fit you as a school, and you can try these out with a couple of different classes in either French or Spanish so that you can pre-order for September. And finally, the cost of this, the full price will be £395 per year, but there will be a special deal on it to be 15% off, which takes it to £335 per year. And this will be put onto your next, if you remember, be put onto your next invoice. That'll be the plan. And it'll just be an upgrade from your previous membership type up to that. We think it's incredible value for money. And we really are working very hard behind the scenes to make sure that this product is going to be correct for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That sounds absolutely amazing. And I've had a little peek at it, and it just looks incredible. If you enjoyed using the lockdown lessons, then this Premium Plus option is a really great one. And I think that's an absolute bargain, considering you're getting all these recorded lessons and all the support that you're going to get alongside it. So sounds like it's worth taking a look at and have a little go at the trial lessons. If you're interested, you can get in touch. And as soon as the trial lessons are available, we'll let you know and you can have a go. And it's sort of a try before you buy, isn't it, Will?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And what it is it's built for the classroom. So what we want your teachers to do is get better at teaching languages, and this is what this does. It's not replacing your teacher inside the classroom. However, it's giving them that extra level of support that they need inside the classroom, you know, that confidence factor. So this is the thing we want. We want your teachers to become better at teaching languages and enjoy the process.
And boost confidence as well. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's it. That's what we're looking to do. So it sounds incredible.
Keep your ears close to the ground, if that's the saying. Mm. And there will be the sample lesson packs that you can take away and try out for free and take advantage of this special deal we've got going on. We really think it's a very good, solid idea, this. So we're really going full steam ahead with it.
Yep, absolutely. And I fully agree with you. It looks absolutely fabulous. So, right.
Brilliant.
So that's your Premium Plus. Very exciting.
Yes.
So on to the next point of our agenda, which is our CPD journey. So you might have read in the newsletter that I mentioned last time about the CPD journey. So we're just going to talk a little bit about that. And it's just like a series of CPD that we think is just a really great package that will help you to get to know the VLE, to coordinate effectively, to boost the confidence of your teachers, and just engage in all the support that we're offering, really. That's what the idea is, isn't it, Will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the idea.
Mm-hmm.
It is, they each serve a different purpose. Mm-hmm. You've got the, first of all, you've got the VLE tour with me. It's more of a demonstration. It's not really built for question and answers. It's just me going to be demoing the majority of the scheme for you. And then the next session is the more of the workshop session with you, isn't it, Catherine?
Absolutely. So the effective coordination with me is sort of the next level of support for the languages coordinator. So we look at the key documentation, which is crucial for your languages coordinator to have in the subject leader file. We set a couple of tasks, like to create the action plan and the policy, and then I offer a one-to-one as a follow-up to that if there's anything that you wanted to go in a bit more detail, or if there's anything else that you thought of that you wanted support with, then you've got that follow-up one-to-one. And all up to that point, everything is free, isn't it, for anybody joining in?
Yes, all members, everybody, anybody can attend my tour. So mm-hmm. non-members can look and come to watch the demonstration. However, members are the only people that can access your session, the effective coordination session, which, like we said, is much more of a workshop than a demonstration.
Absolutely. And also it's aimed really at languages coordinators, my session, whereas yours, any teachers from school can join in, can't they, just to find their way around the VLE. So that's what that one's aimed
at.
And
sessions, you can
then you can follow up my
experience.
Session with Kate's session, can't we then?
Yes. Sorry, I just spoke over the top of you then. I will keep moving on.
No, that's fine. So Kate's session is like a step up, really. It's a two-hour twilight. There's a lot of networking opportunities and it's very topical, isn't it? So it moves with whatever's happening at the time. So we keep it really current. Our next session is coming up on the 13th of May. So that's going to be really good. And we have the upskilling, of course, at the start of every half term. We run the French and the Spanish upskilling sessions, which really complement our upskilling app. So the app introducing the key vocabulary for each half term, and the session then looking at skills and putting them into practice. So together, they form a really great confidence booster for your teachers. So just running over the prices. So Kate's session, if you are a premium member, then you've got a free place there. And if you are a school member, then it's $9.99 for Kate's session. And the upskilling, you can book three places. If you are a premium member, those are free. If you are a school member, then it's $4.99 for three places at either the French or the Spanish. And you can book each half term. You don't have to just attend one, you can then book onto the next one if that's going to be useful to your teachers. So, And then
absolutely,
the final step. Oh, sorry, I spoke of you.
No, you go.
The final step is our WhatsApp forum. So this is a fabulous group, isn't it, Will?
Yeah, it is.
Go on.
Do you want me to explain it? Yeah, okay. It's, I think it's about 70 teachers strong now, and it's opportunity. We try to not say too much on there as that admin of it, but it's more for you guys to ask us questions. And so, for example, this week, just picking this week, we've had questions about Earth Day, we've had questions about good displays, and we've had questions about an upcoming Ofsted that occurred. That was last week, I suppose. But it's all, and we're getting these great questions and answers sessions in there that are coming from you guys, not us. And pictures being shared of good displays, locating the correct lesson for Earth Day, which is on cross-curricular for those that wanted to know. Oh, it's on seasonal specials for those that wanted to find it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just that direct feedback loop you need as a teacher. You know, you want to get in touch with us, and we're pretty sharp in terms of response time on there as well, I'd say. If it's not replied to within 5 minutes, I'd be very surprised.
Absolutely, yeah. We get the response in there quickly. But yeah, I really loved seeing the displays. It is just a perfect way. Somebody came on saying, "Has anybody got any examples of displays?" And then boom, lots and lots of different pictures from different coordinators and different schools. And what a great way to just see how other schools are doing their displays, and then taking that inspiration and putting it into practice in your own school. It's just a great group. They're really supportive, and it's really nice to be a part of, actually.
And if you didn't look at it for a week, you wouldn't be 400 messages away. you wouldn't have 400 unread messages. You'd probably only have, if you weren't there for a week, you'd probably be missing 30 to 50 unread messages, I'd say.
Something like that.
It isn't that busy. We made sure it never became that busy, and that's why the questions come from you guys. And if we've got any updates, we'll tell you. And I'll tell you about the Premium Plus membership that's coming up in a week or two or something like that. But it's a much reduced format, which I think works really well with it.
Yeah, it does. It works really, really well. And it's just lovely to see that we can be connected no matter where we are. We can connect and we can support and inspire each other. It's really nice to see. So, yeah.
It is. And there's definitely a nice community on there. Because all of you are members as well, there isn't any need to sell anything or advertise anything, really, other than upcoming updates or something like that. It's an easy group to run.
Yes, yeah, definitely agree with you on that one. So,
next one, right then. So we've got in new videos and resources. So Irene has been our video editor and also the Spanish speaker, has been doing up some of our old resources. They just needed a bit of a spring clean, really. And they're great. We all love the resources, but they just needed to be upbranded a little bit. And Irene has done an unbelievable job, really, hasn't she?
She's just amazing. Like, these videos that she creates, I don't know how she does them, but they're absolutely incredible. I wouldn't know where to start, so I'm glad she's doing them for us because they're just phenomenal. And so look out in the Hungry Giant topic, because we've had that story for a while, and I'm sure if you've been with a member of PLN, you're probably familiar with the story. I actually can't wait to use it because I couldn't use it last year because we're in lockdown. But now we have a brand new video it's in French and Spanish and German, and it just brings the story to life. And it's a great way to sort of conclude the unit on the Hungry Giant. You lead up to the story, you watch the video, and it's just a great way to have the children listening to that native speaker audio, enjoying a story. And it's really, really great, the Hungry Giant one. And we've got another one coming up in summer too, which is the Going on a Picnic story. So watch this space for that one, because that is on the way as we speak. So it will be in place for you in summer too. So they're just really, really good, really nice stories, but brought to life and sort of revamped thanks to Irene, who does a fabulous job.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. And then
the final thing for today is a little request. So you know, we've been talking about Tenor PLN, we've had the blog posts, we've had the creative masterclasses. Now we've just got a little request, because we'd like to put together sort of a video around the theme of 10. So we're asking you, the children in school, or even get involved with it at home, to just send us a video, something about the number 10. So ideas are, you could count to 10, you could count in tens up to 100, or you could say a rhyme that's got the number 10 in it. Those are just a couple of ideas. It can be in any language. If you speak another language at home, or if any of the children do, then just please get involved. Send us your 10-themed videos, and then we can sort of put them together into a big video. That would be really, really nice, just to celebrate our 10th anniversary. So, so please get involved.
I think that we are coming up to 19 minutes, so we should probably wrap it up now. So there's lots to digest from this podcast. I think it's probably, though, I'd say it's probably our most important podcast we've probably made, with the introduction of the Premium Plus stuff.
Definitely.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to this. We're very excited at Primary Languages Network with where things are heading. I will see you soon. We'll speaking to you shortly. Anything, Catherine, from yourself?
Just thanks very much for listening. And it's great to have you back. And we're very excited for the summer term. And we hope you enjoy the journey with us. Okay.
Brilliant.
Thanks
again. All right, guys.
Cheers. Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.